our guest, as you are guests, we have two, Doc Watson and Bruno Wolf, who was formerly with the Jim Queskin Jug Band. I was going to ask Doc a question just as he ended that song, and it just slipped out of my mind. Or something. Oh, I know what it was. I wanted to find out who was the first outsider or city person to contact you, you know, when you, in your, was it Gene Earle or
Ralph Rinsler? Ralph Rinsler and Gene Earle came down together.
That was how long ago?
The first time they came down there, I think, was 1959. It was Labor Day when they recorded some things for that volume one of the old time music at Clarence Ashley's.
And but you know, up into through the 50s and maybe late 40s, you've always been performing and working around, you know,
yeah,
professionally.
But it wasn't not always, but there was about an eight-year period before Ralph came along, 7 to 8 years, that I did perform, and it wasn't in traditional music. I worked with a sort of a rockabilly band. We did some Elvis Presley type rock and roll, a little rhythm and blues, and quite a few of the old standards, you know, the sort of tunes with rhythm like Sweet Georgia Brown and Margie and things.
Were
like
we doing
that.
Them for dances?
Yeah,
I
worked with a
on top of custard stands and things like that.
A local? No, we didn't. No, we did play for a few times for fellows who were politicking down there.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they'd pay you a pretty good fee to play together a crowd. But more other than that, we did dances for VFW clubs and Moose Lodges and Rod and Gun clubs when they'd have their big to-dos, you know, dinners and banquets and things like that. They'd get us to play. And then we ran a square dance thing out in Blowing Rock 2 summers in a row in an open pavilion out there.
They still have much of that going on? I mean,
no, not much. It kind of died off.
There's still a place up around, I think it's Dover, Delaware, right around here that has live, well, it's a square dance group, you know, club that probably keeps the tradition going, but they still have live music, which is pretty hard to find in this far east, you know. But when Ralph came up, did you think he was out of his head, or did he come up as just a fellow musician interested in recording, or?
Yeah, I didn't know he could play until after I got to know him. When he came down there, I met him, and he mentioned something about the old music. Well, it's always been very dear to my heart because I cut my teeth on that as music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first music I ever heard. And that kind of stays with you. You don't ever lose the love for it, growing up with it like that. And then when he talked to me, and I played a tune for him, that was when I first met him at Clarence Ashley's, he said, "Wait just a few minutes. I've got something I think you'll enjoy." And he brought me the full Folkways anthology with all copies of a lot of the old records we had right smack on those records. And those old records we had been long since broken or lost except for one or two copies. And you know, I treasured that thing. I still dig them out and play them once in a while, but I must admit we almost wore them out before I got tired of hearing again.
Yeah, it's a good collection of that.
And when he recorded us fellas, then the Friends of Old Time Music arranged for us to come to New York. Clarence Ashley and Fred Price and Clint Howard and my father-in-law Gaither came with us. And then we worked at the Ash Grove, and Ralph got the notion that I could become a solo entertainer if I really worked at it. And it scared me half to death, but last spring I got up enough nerve to try my first concert in Urbana, Illinois. Not in Urbana either, it was in Lafayette, Indiana, the first one. The second one was on up at Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
The university's out there. And I was scared, but I don't know whether it was success or not, but I got away with it. Anyhow,
sure,
so that gave me enough nerve to go ahead with the thing. And before that, I worked some coffee houses as a solo performer. I worked Gertie's and the Fret before I started doing concerts.
Mm-hmm. And now you're old hand at doing the singles, right?
Well, sort of an old hand. I still have my shaky moments, but I'm not as...
Do you prefer being backed up as far as rhythm instrument goes?
It depends on what it's on. Things like the breakdown tunes, like Beaumont Rag and things like that. I love backup. It makes it one awful lot better, but the old traditional things, you don't really need it, ballads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You don't really need it, so it don't, that don't matter. That don't bother me a bit to do those as a solo performer.
How about the idea of last year's folk festival, the Philadelphia Folk Festival with Bill Monroe's band? You know, I don't know how well you knew Bill before that, but you know, meeting a new band or a new group that that you've heard on record maybe or just heard of, and then all of a sudden being thrown in a situation where you're going to have to you don't have to, but you're sort of requested by the audience and by the people who are putting on a concert to, you know, to jam with them.
I had worked with Bill Monroe. We had worked as a duet before a couple of times, and I had gotten used to him. There was a time in my life when I would have given half the world I've got a chance to play it on the stage with Bill Monroe, but by the time I got around to doing it for real, it didn't really matter that much. I mean, I liked Bill's music. You see, the things we did up there were the old traditional tunes that Bill and Charlie sang
mm-hmm.
at the festival. That's all we ever did together. Now, it's fun to play with a fellow like Bill doing any kind of songs, whether it's the traditional tunes or some of his mandolin tunes, let me play the backup. The only thing I don't really like about it, sometimes the bluegrass music is played very fast. It's a very frantic sound.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard for just an average traditional guitar player to keep up with him. I have a hard time doing it, I'll tell you that right now. He plays so fast, it's really rough, especially if he hollers at you to take a lead break on the thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think you may call yourself an average traditional guitar player, but I don't think you'd get the agreement of a lot of people who think that you're very fast and very clean for, you know, being fast. It's hard to...
But I'm still not as fast, actually, as Bill Monroe.
Mm-hmm. Well, no,
I don't know if I ever will be.